This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. We go now to Baghdad to check on a developing story there. Just a couple of hours ago, a powerful explosion destroyed a hotel in the center of the city. It's still too soon to know how many people may have been killed or injured in the attack. Reports right now say at least two dozen people are dead. Joining us on the phone is Melinda Liu, a foreign correspondent for Newsweek magazine. She's been to the scene of the explosion. Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Neil.
Can you tell us what you first saw when you got to the blast site?
I got to the site of the explosion quite early in the process. It was very chaotic, nighttime, of course. There were ambulances already on the scene extracting some of the injured. There was a building on fire. It was seemed to be quite intense, very big clouds of black smoke. There were a few U.S. soldiers arriving on the scene in Humvees and Bradley fighting vehicles, but there were lots and lots of Iraqis, kind of a chaotic crowd of Iraqis, and then slowly filtering through the bystanders were people carrying injured, well, casualties. I saw a man carrying a young girl who wasn't moving. I don't know if she was injured or dead or what. I saw people helping victims who were bleeding but were still alive and conscious. But at one point, it got the behavior of the crowd got a little bit menacing because, of course, these are very emotional people. Typically, in other car bomb situations or explosions, they've kind of vented their anger and their anguish at Americans because they blame Americans for not bringing security to their country. So, at one point, my photographer and I were sort of jostled or kind of roughed up by people in the crowd. I was pushed to the ground. And then an Iraqi man speaking English came up to me and said, "You've got to get out of here. This crowd is going to kill you," and sort of took me to a side. So I can't say I saw very, very many of the casualties to be able to tell you whether this number of 27 dead is accurate or not. I imagine it might be higher than that. I also can't confirm at this point what sort of explosive it was. The size of the explosion, the blast, seems to suggest a car bomb, but there were also eyewitnesses, or people who said they were eyewitnesses, Iraqis, who said there was some kind of, they thought there was the tail of a rocket preceded the blast, something in the air. So I think this is the reason why some Iraqi officials are saying that it was a rocket attack as opposed to a car bomb. I pass on to you what people are saying, but I think there are conflicting reports on this.
There are. We're hearing a statement from the U.S. Army in Baghdad that says it was a 1,000-pound bomb, which would suggest that it would have had to, if it was a rocket, a very big one indeed, unlikely in that respect. Now, what kind of neighborhood is this?
It's an old mixed neighborhood, meaning mixed residential commercial in Karada, which is often very bustling, lots of people, people buying things, going to and fro. It's quite close to the Firdaus Square, which became famous for being the site of where a gigantic Saddam Hussein statue was sort of toppled in front of many journalists, including myself, when Baghdad was liberated. That area has two of the most prominent hotels in Baghdad, which are heavily, heavily secured. You know, that would be the Palestine Hotel and the Sheraton Hotel. They have a lot of concertina wire, a lot of checkpoints. I went there this afternoon. It takes a long time to get in there, and it's very secure. By contrast, this small hotel, the Mount Lebanon Hotel, was not at all secure. It's a five-story hotel. It's used by Arab businessmen coming here to do business. Apparently, there are Western contractors who stay there, and so if someone was trying to, target Westerners, this would have been, a very soft target. But I'm trying to track down a report, an unconfirmed report, that there were two Americans who were injured but managed to walk out of the rubble, so not that badly injured. just today there was a coalition briefing where General Kim at the briefer mentioned that there, in terms of anti-American activities, that there has been a shift in tactics away from targeting the hard military targets towards targeting soft civilian targets. There have been quite a number of incidents in which American civilians have been killed in the past week. Four Baptist missionaries up north, two CPA civilians in the south, a German and a Dutch engineer. So this attack on the hotel just now would be very emblematic of that shift to finding soft targets.
And it also comes as an operation began in Baghdad earlier today to try to sweep various areas for insurgent groups and people supplying them with weapons and that sort of material, because at the moment during the transition of forces in Baghdad, two American divisions are on the scene at the same time.
Yes, absolutely. And those raids had already begun, and you know, we're expecting more. So there's a lot of activity on all sides in Baghdad. These days.
Obviously, also the date has to be considered significant. Melinda Liu, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Melinda Liu, a foreign correspondent for Newsweek magazine, with us on the phone from Baghdad. And obviously, as this story continues to develop throughout the day, we'll bring you up to date here on NPR News and a full report later today on All Things Considered.